The blame game continues as inanimate objects get cranky at other inanimate objects that made them tummy. Kol haposel l'satruma, whatever renders truma pusel, unfit. So not necessarily making it tummy, but it makes it pusel. So, for example, if something is a sheni l'tuma, or hands, which the Rabbanan made a permanent sheni l'tuma, they make truma pusel by contacting the truma. So whatever of these shenis l'tuma that renders truma to be pusel, metame es hamashken liyos techila, that makes a mashke, makes a liquid, a rishon, a tuma of the first degree, as they say. So if the hands that are a sheni touch liquids, they turn the liquid into a rishon. This was a gezeira in order to make sure that if liquids get made tame by an insect, by a sheretz of some kind, those are a rishon. And so we made sure that even though a sheni can usually not turn something into something more tame than that sheni, in the case of liquids, it's an unusual situation. It can. Letame echad belifsal echad. And that liquid, which is now a rishon, can convey tuma of one kind, meaning if it touches food, it turns it into a sheni, and it can make one thing puzzle, that is, food that was made tame by liquid and then touches truma, so that makes the truma a shlishi, which doesn't add a revi anywhere beyond that. So what we have is the sequences. A sheni l'tuma, in this case, let's just say a pair of hands, touches a liquid, turns the liquid into a rishon. The rishon, now if it touches food, turns the food into a sheni. And if the food that became a sheni now touches truma, it turns it into a shlishi. So it starts the chain from the rishon, but the rishon only became a rishon because a sheni touched it in the first place. Chutz mitvul yom. The exception would be a person who was tamei and had gone to the mikvah, but who has not yet had haruv shemesh, not yet had the sunset. He makes truma pusel, but does not convey rishon l'tuma to a liquid because he is essentially tahar. He's just waiting for haruv shemesh. And so as a result, unlike an ordinary pair of hands or an ordinary sheni, which turns liquid into a rishon, he does not. Even if he touches liquid that's truma, he doesn't render it tame. He makes it pusel, but he doesn't render it tame. So as a result, hareza omer, the food can say, mitamecha lo timuni. So the food says to the liquid, what made you tame did not make me tame. Which is to say, the sheni pair of hands that touched the liquid made you a rishon. And it didn't affect me, because a sheni that touches food doesn't add tuma to it. However, the ata time sani, you, the liquid, once you became a rishon, you started the chain over again, and then you could turn me into a sheni. So really, the tvul yom issue is kind of parenthetical. It doesn't play into the final clause here about the food blaming the liquid. But basically speaking, if you just go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the sheni that touches liquid turns it into a rishon, and then that liquid rishon turns food into a sheni. If the food had touched the food, like in the previous day's Mishnah, if the earthenware vessel had touched the earthenware keli, there would have been no effect. But because the food touched liquid, which became a renewed rishon, that's why it's tame. Mishnah Ches, kol hayamim kemikvah. So now we're going back to the laws regarding mechatos, the water, which has had the ashes mixed in. So now we're going to be talking about the character of the water that has to be used, which is mayim chayim, spring water, which is fit for making into mechatos. Now all of the oceans, all of the seas are like a mikvah. They are subject, we'll learn in mikvahs, to the laws of a mikvah, but they're not considered, mayim chayim, a spring. As a result, you can't use ocean water for mechatos. You can't use seawater, you can't go into the Mediterranean Ocean for a zav to become tahar, or for mitzara to have his bird tahara, which needs mayim chayim, because the Torah in all these cases requires mayim chayim, and the ocean is not mayim chayim. For everybody else who needs to be go to a mikvah, they can go dunk in the ocean, because the ocean is considered to be a mikvah-type gathering of water, only where the water is stationary and not when it's flowing. So it is not a situation like a mayim chayim. And mikvahs will learn that mayim chayim can make tameh and make tahar when it is stationary, when it's still, or when it's flowing. It works either way. But an ocean has to be not in the midst of a flow. It has to be considered to be stationary, and then it has the halach of a mikvah. How do we know that? Shenemar, it says, in, of all things, Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the oceans, ulemikveh hamayim kara yamim. Hashem called to the mikvah of waters, he called oceans, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says that this pasuk says, oceans are called a mikvah. So oceans have the status of mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hayam HaGadol Kamikvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, only the Yam HaGadol, only the Mediterranean, and by this he means the ocean, constitutes a mikvah, because that was the reference in Bereishis. It was talking about all of the great antediluvian primeval waters that were being gathered together. However, other seas are treated as Mayim Chayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's Mekil, and says that the other ones are okay. How come? Because lo nemar yamim, el sheyeshbo mine yamim harbe. Because when the Torah used the word l'mikveh hamayim koro yamim, he called seas, oceans, plural, that's because a lot of different sources of water flow into that one water supply. So the Yam HaGadol has all rivers flowing into it, and so that shows that it is Yamim all in one. But a Yam that is singular, that is not all combining other water sources, would not have the same halacha. The other example that they give in the Mefarshim is they say that a fish that you catch in Akko tastes different from a fish that you catch in Sidon. So you see that even though they're both on the shore of the Mediterranean, the different tastes show that there are different water sources affecting the different kinds of creatures that live there. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Hayamim Mitaharim Bezochalin. Rabbi Yossi says, likewise, all seas make tahar through the flowing water, not just when stationary, as the beginning of the Tanakhama had implied. So they're like Mayim Chayim, Upsulin Lazavim, but nevertheless, they are still possible for a Zav to be toivel in, V'la Mitzayroyim, or for the Mitzayra, V'lekayish Mehen Mechatas, or to make Mechatas from them, because they are not Mayim Chayim. So Rabbi Yossi is not necessarily arguing with everybody else. What he's pointing out, however, is that that word ulemikveh hamayim is very specific as a mikveh status, not as mayim chayim status. According to most of the Mefarshim, Rabbi Yossi would hold that the Yam HaGadol would also make tahar while it was flowing, and not just while it was stationary. The Rambam disagrees. So there's some small differences between Rabbi Yossi and the other Tanoim having to do with the status of the Yam HaGadol. But they do agree that the Yam HaGadol certainly has the status of mikvah. All three Tanoim agree with that. There's a difference of opinion about other seas, whether they have that same status.